Was he obsessed with death?
That's what they always ask. What does that mean? Oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Hey, I'm obsessed with death. I don't want to die. I don't know. Robbie, how do you feel about
it? He was interested
in death. It fascinated him. You know, he wasn't obsessed with it. You know, he just really wanted to know what happens, you know, after you die.
When you die, exactly.
Anything happen? I don't know. You don't really find out until you die.
Right. And nobody ever comes back to tell us. Houdini never came back on Halloween to tell us.
He was supposed to,
but he never did. Jim, I'm going to pick Jim up. This is about 2 years before he died. Going to pick him up, go upstairs to his apartment. He's sitting there. He's either doing an interview or there's some chick there. I don't know who it was. I walk in the door. And Jim, I said, come on, man, we got to get going. Recording studio off to the airport, I don't know what. Come on, man, let's get going. And he says to me, Ray, just a second. What do you think happens when you die? I said, nah, man, come on. We got music. We got work to do. We'll die later. You know, it's not time for dying.
Yet that's a question, Ray, we deal with on this program all
death.
The time.
All right, what
death.
Happens? There is
people
no, and I said to
in.
Him, here's what I said to him. I said, Jim, there is no death. There's a transference of energy. We occupy these physical forms.
You got
the
it.
Energy that is us is the energy that is God, that is all things. LSD will show you this. This is what LSD showed me. Open the doors of perception. Open my heart. I'm a born-again person.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you must be born again. I am born again. I am a born again. I'm not a born-again Christian, although he's my buddy. God knows, and I love Buddha, and I love Moses, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha. Like Gandhi said, I am a Christian, I am a Jew, I am a Muslim, I am a Hindu, and so are all of you.
Yeah.
So it's the energy. You enter back into the energy, and I believe that energy is everything that permeates the entire universe. We are that energy. That energy in Chinese is qi, if you know about chi, qi, that energy. The yin-yang symbol is the constant revolution of the next step after qi.
Yeah, but the trick is, though, can you remember what happened last time so you can... You know, do something this time that'll...
I can't.
No, I mean, nobody can. That's the problem right there, isn't it? You know, I mean, if there was one guy who could really say, okay, my last lifetime I was such and such, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. Although it makes perfect sense to say, okay, Mozart must have been a musician when he was on his last life, because at the age of 5, he was writing
symphonies. He knew what to do, yeah.
Yeah,
he was genius.
So that's the only explanation that I can think of, is that he must have been into it in his last lifetime. But, you know, the problem is you can't remember, so what good is it?
Did the three of you socialize a lot after the concerts, after the record tapings and recordings?
No, you went home, man. You were exhausted.
It's your own life.
Hey, let's go out and party. We just played. Look, you go on stage, you leave everything on the stage. You leave it all on the football field, on the basketball court. You leave it on the stage, man.
But not Jim. Not Jim.
Hard work. You're right, man. Jim would keep on going.
He wanted to party, you know, after the gig, after recording, you know. And that's when he would get in trouble because, you know, we couldn't. We were too tired to go hang out with him, so he'd have to hang out with Freddie.
Oh, God, ne'er-do-wells. People like that. Freddie, good Lord. Yeah, Freddie said, he's my friend. We go out to the ranch and... I let him shoot my guns. No, gun shooting. Don't let Jim shoot guns out at the ranch. Jimbo would come out and I'm going to shoot me some guns. No, guns, please. Yeah, Robbie is actually absolutely right. Morrison loved being on stage so much, he never wanted it to end.
It never shut off.
That's why the whole idea of Jim in Paris had gone to Paris to start another rock and roll band is like... it's absurd. There's nobody that could follow him, nobody that could work with him. We're the only ones that could do it because we had done it from the beginning. And Jim loved being on stage. He didn't want to quit rock and roll. He was on a vacation. He needed a break, that's for sure. He needed to get away from
his
drinking.
Jim's whole life was on stage, you know. That's what he loved to do, and there's no way he would have quit doing that and gone to Africa. He might have gone to Africa, but he would still be on stage.
Yeah.
What would you two say today to someone like a Britney Spears, who seems to be just in total destruction of her own life?
Take LSD.
Yeah, open the doors of perception. Right, you want a thrill? You're good point, Robbie. You want a thrill? Yeah. And you know, I'm just kind of bored. You know, I just can't get enough of a thrill. Drop acid. You'll find out.
Did you have paparazzi chasing you all over the place
Not like
in those
that.
Days?
No,
it wasn't like that.
No, we didn't have. That's that kind of... That's that Michael Jackson or pop star. Beatles. The Beatles had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were really underground. The Doors were underground at the time. We were never like the Beatles or Britney Spears, you know. And, you know, that was good. A good thing.
But what a huge following. Ray, you first. Where were you when you received word that the Jim had died?
I was home having breakfast. And Bill Siddons called and said, I just got notice that Jim Morrison is dead. And I said, Jim Morrison had died. He died in a car crash. He fell out of a window. We've heard Jim Morrison. Paul is dead. Is Paul dead, too? You know, Paul's dead. And, you know, Jimi Hendrix was dead. Janis Joplin was dead. So death was in the air. Death was floating around. Death was hovering. Soldiers, man, how many American soldiers and sailors and Marines died in Vietnam? Yes. How many Vietnamese? The planet was hovering with dead souls. They were all, death was on everybody's mind at that time. And when I heard he was dead, I said, I don't believe it, you know. And Bill said, no, it's true. I think it's true. I said, well, go to Paris and check it out. He said, I got a flight booked. I said, fine, man, go and just go to Paris and make sure. Make sure this time, Bill. What about you, Robbie?
Similar story for me. You know, I was home, and I also didn't really believe it. I didn't want to believe it. But somehow I did believe it, you know, because it seemed kind of serious this time. And we did tell our manager, Bill Siddons, to go over to Paris and make sure, see what happened, and, let's... find out the details, and hopefully it's all a lie.
Unfortunately, it was the truth. And Siddons said, we called me about 2-3 days later and said, well, we buried him in, he couldn't pronounce the name, but it's Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris.
Right.
We buried him in Paris. And what a great cemetery. Edith Piaf is there, the French singer. Chopin is there. Oscar Wilde is there. All kinds of artists and poets and whatnot. Molière is there.
And Jim loved that place. You know, he said he wanted to be buried there, right?
Good Lord, huh? How about that? Yeah. Wow. Right. Yeah. Right. He liked it. It's a very picturesque, lovely,
beautiful
lovely place. If you're in Paris the summertime, you want to be buried there? Robbie's going to be buried there, too.
Well, I'm going to be cremated.
I'm going to be composted. I want to be composted and used for fertilizer for the tomato plants or the fruit trees.
Yeah, but they'll probably grow 70 feet tall.
It's right? too tall. Right. Well, spread it around. Spread the ashes around. So then Sittens says, we buried him. And I said, how did he look? He said, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? I said, how did he die? He said, I don't know. It's all in French. I don't know. Well, how did he look? Was he hit by a truck or something? He said, no, nothing like that. He just died. I said, well, how did he look? He said, I don't know. I never saw the body. There was a sealed coffin.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you put a sealed coffin in the ground? You're telling me that Jim Morrison is... He said, no, Jim's in there. Jim's in there. Pam was all crying and weeping, and I know he was in there. I said, how do you know? You're supposed to go and see the body.
See the body. Yeah.
I'm the manager. I'm Jim Morrison's manager. Let me see Jim Morrison. And that's the story.